your Ali C today.
Blagojevich trading in his suit for some prison gear. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Nooks and crannies, flyover states, and everybody in this great country invited to the party here on the overnight highway because we're talking about the buzz in your backyard. And this Blagojevich thing, even if you're not from Illinois, you don't know about the dirty politics in Chicago, I bet you've heard of Rod Blagojevich. Why? Because he kind of became a little bit of an overnight sensation as he dove into TV and reality and all kinds of things. Did a radio show stint for a little bit of time, and Blagojevich now will be doing a different kind of time. Yeah, this is why I start here, because I know that you know his mug. I'm certain of it. Even if you could care less about another ex-governor in the land of Lincoln getting three squares. But that's what's happening. 14 years in prison for corruption. Here's a guy who once took apart a prosecutor and knew how to glad handle almost anyone, was a celebrity TV show guy, was professing his innocence everywhere and anywhere where people would listen to him. But you know what? They didn't buy it in the end. So 14 big ones. Now, a lot of people will say, what about connections to Rahm Emanuel or the president being subpoenaed? How come he wasn't subpoenaed? Because remember, this whole thing was about, in case you don't know, what the deal was is the former governor apparently thought he was wielding a magic wand of power. And one of the things that he was doing is supposedly he was shopping around. That's what he's been convicted of, shopping around President Obama's Senate seat. And there were tapes to that effect. What Blagojevich would come out and say is that that was just guy talk. That was just bragging. That was just nonsense, that kind of stuff. So he says he's incredibly sorry. He should have known better. And I'm sure he's referring to what he said. So he's 54 years old. He gets close to what the prosecutors wanted him to get because they were looking for maybe 15 to 20 range. So just 1 year really shy of that. He kind of slumped in his chair from what I understand. Looked a little bit frozen when they announced the sentence, when the judge announced the sentence. And this is it. He's done. It's another bad Illinois governor. Do you know four, in fact, of the last nine have been sentenced to prison, including the guy before Blagojevich, George Ryan. So anybody who's running for governor in the future of Illinois, elect me. I promise I won't be wearing the bars across my chest with a number someday. That's an insane number of problems. Four of the last nine. So Blagojevich got more, twice as much, in fact, as any other governor who has been convicted of a crime. And he became a national spectacle, and I think that hurt him. I think actually that hurt him big time. So the boyish-looking defendant is now going to be spending time reading magazines and hanging out with guys named Bruno, Jake, and the rest of the chain gang. Wow. Anybody wants to throw in their two cents, fair or foul? Because, see, a lot of people do think that what was missed here is that it was dirty politics, but there are, you know, this is one guy to go down. But did Jesse Jackson Jr. really know anything? Was he involved in this? Were there other people that were in this chain and they were just protected? So they had the veil of power further up than Blagojevich did and had better friends or not? I mean, how many corrupt politicians do you think there are in state governments, and certainly in our federal government, We've seen that time and time again, jaw-dropping things that often emerge with somebody who you've entrusted to represent you in the House or in the Senate. All right, we move from Blagojevich to some other things that are shaking and baking around the nation. And really, so many people are concerned about what's going to happen in 2012. In fact, I was talking to a mortgage guy today, and he said it best, oh, I think it's exciting. I think it's exciting to watch the Republicans tear each other apart. Who is going to be the guy left standing? Because we're assuming it's not Michelle Bachmann. So in the end, if we had a crystal ball, we could answer that question. And we don't have a crystal ball, so we're throwing darts at the board, and the board is really the polls. That's why I constantly mention the polls. My nickname is the poll princess, because there is something to it. I used to think it was hocus-pocus nonsense, and people got paid big bucks just to take these surveys. Not the people themselves, but the people running the polls. And so they had their little sample group, but when you go back and you look at it enough, you see that's the reason why there's a Gallup poll, because they're pretty darn accurate the way they run the numbers. So does Ron Paul, who is now pushing his campaign efforts, really expanding it to a bunch of new areas, in fact, five new states, does he start to come up a little bit more? He's there at the number three slot, if you will, in some of the Iowa polls. Number one now is Newt Gingrich. Is Newt Gingrich really going to be the guy who has a chance to lead the nation? Has he addressed education, environment, foreign policy, healthcare, immigration, jobs? Here's a big one. The role of our government. How about taxes? You know, of all the stuff that I just threw out there, that alphabet soup of what we care about, what's number one? What's your number one top issue? And I think it's money. I think it's taxes for most people. How are they going into the future? How are we going to pay for this? You're expanding on the deficit and all the problems certainly that's caused as well. So it's going to be fascinating to talk to our next guest. As I said, with Newt on the rise and all the conversation about what's happening politically for the other party, because Obama is the guy for the Democrats. You know, there's this nonsense that's floating around that, oh, what about Hillary Clinton? She's tired. She's done. And that they're not going there. She had her shot and Obama overtook her. So that's not happening. No way. No how. She's done. But Gingrich is on the rise for the Republicans. But what do you know about Gingrich? And when you are a constitutionalist, which a lot of people listening are throwing out the Constitution a lot. There are things that I see clearly as violations of our constitutional rights that are scary going down the pipeline, and things that the Supreme Court, in fact, are dealing with, including that individual health care mandate, health insurance mandate, rather, that they'll take up probably in May or June. So with Newt Gingrich with a big lead, 37% to Mitt Romney in the Gallup poll. What does it mean? He's in the wings. Richard Montz has written a book called Maximum Potential in American Possibility. He's a specialist in constitutional fundamentals. Can't wait to talk to him.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Wow, lately here on ATN, we've been talking about this a lot. The Constitution, our rights, and how the Constitution has been bent and is very close in some cases to being broken. One of them is the thing that I just mentioned, the Supreme's taking up the individual mandate when it comes to health insurance. Boy, the phone lines blew out for months when we debated about that. So I'm very excited to welcome Richard Montz to the show. As I mentioned before, he specializes in constitutional fundamentals, and he actually gets in there and researches that relationship that we have been pounding out on the airwaves between we the people and our government. Richard, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to this.
The question I have to ask is, you know, people are just fascinated, of course, by what's happening, what's going to happen in 2012. And we look at, I mentioned the Gallup poll. We've been looking at the numbers of all the polls, in fact, but really we're following Gallup because there was a big jump for Newt Gingrich over Romney. And a lot of constitutionalists are trying to dig in there and question, you know, go through, and we've done that, go through the candidates. And who really, if you were to pick out the people on the Republican side that are running, who best embodies the best chance to keep the Constitution intact?
I think it's Gingrich. I've been looking at his platform on his website, and he is going to trend the Constitution back, or trend the United States government back towards the Constitution. And that is a good thing. So
it's him.
I mean, say again?
So it's him. So you think it's him because you've been going through and looking at, and I would say the same thing. We've talked about the fact that he's definitely a master of history. He's a historian, absolutely. And so that's partially part of this, obviously. And is that part of the what you think he has in his arsenal, the fact that he has that sense of history, he He's written about it. He's talked about rebuilding the foundation of America.
Yes, it's very important to have that perspective, and he can use his historic knowledge, his education so well. He recalls details and keeps perspective on things. He's very good at it. I heard him on a couple of interviews the last couple of days on foreign issues, the Middle East and the Islamic situation and whatnot, and he is very, very knowledgeable about the in the Middle East. Very impressive. I think he's probably probably of all the candidates that are running on the Republican side, he's probably the one that probably has the best understanding of the world situation today, and that includes Pakistan and China and Russia, our relationship with all these countries, and I think he'd be very pro United States and would not put us in a less secure position with say Iran, for instance. I think he might be just the kind of person we need. You know, he's not very slick. He's been mm-hmm. accused of not being slick mm-hmm. and the way he presents things, and maybe he's not very diplomatic. But, you know, I don't know that being slick is that important. I think maybe being to the point and maybe not being quite as diplomatic might be a good thing if it's backed up with knowledge, and I think he does have a sense of respect of those of people when he talks to them. So I don't see that not being slick as a problem in international relations. I think his knowledge base is far more important than his pro-American stance.
I agree with you, because of course, if you're the leader of the free world and the various people that you're meeting with, you talked about the time bomb, the Middle East. If anything, having solutions, bringing solutions to the table, and being able to back up why you think something should happen, that's what Newt does. You're right about that. He is not slick. He is not worried about the polish, as you can see, because it's easy to pull apart things that Newt says. You've seen that in the media a lot, but he doesn't care, and he's already been down that road, so he knows he's doing what I think, you know, and anybody running, and this is just what I believe we need in a president, somebody who is not afraid to say when they don't know the answer, they're going to find out the answer, but to back up what they believe should happen with their own stuff, not all the people around them. Of course, you have to have a cabinet and you have to have advisors. But I think with a guy like Newt, I think that comes from Newt. That's it. It's what he thinks. That's why you say he's yeah. not slick. That's why he's not slick.
You know, one of the things that impresses me, his platform is the result of a lot of people doing a lot of work. It's not just him. I think he's directed, perhaps, the discussions and maybe asked the correct questions or something. But it seems to me that he is a good manager of the skills of other people. I think he demonstrated that in some of the things he did with the as Speaker of the House. It was no easy feat to balance the budget 4 years in a row. And it is the last time since the budget has been balanced. He did it.
Yeah.
And, of course, his welfare reform and things. And I think he has a way of getting people to work in certain ways or to work together that I think is demonstrated with his preparation for this presidential campaign.
Yeah.
Just in what you see in his platform, I think he has intellectual honesty and integrity, and that is a very important thing in the president, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And we expect it in all our presidents, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And but I think it comes across very well with him. And
yeah, I agree. I agree. I think you nailed it with the. When you talk about his intelligence, absolutely, and he has that authenticness with what he's saying and is not worried about the spin. I mentioned the thing with the health care, the mandate that, of course, is being taken up by the Supreme Court. What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, if you look at it from the perspective of the original intent of the Constitution, the United States government has no authority whatsoever to do anything domestic inside the sovereign states of the United States. The states were sovereign before the United States existed. And the people who wrote the Constitution were representing sovereign states, and they had just gotten rid of an overpowering central government in the form of the King of England. So they weren't inclined to have a big central powerful government. So in applying the original intent, if you look at Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, there is nothing there that gives the United States government the power to go into the states and tell them to do anything. Everything that the United States government can do is external to the states. And there's only three areas that they can operate in. One is to provide a free trade zone. That's the regulate commerce among the several states, and that does not give the United States government the right to go into the sovereign states. And the other thing is the foreign relations and common defense, and that goes towards the general welfare of the whole United States, in that it provides a safe, secure area environment for people to live their lives and strive for their maximum potential. And so that we need to get back to something like that. But so it's only the external thing. So the United States government has no authority to impose Obamacare on the United States and impose on the sovereignty of the states.
Yeah.
It's a domestic issue that should be done internal to the states. And, oh, by the way, the United States should be an apolitical appendage to the states with its limited constitutional powers. It should not be such a big thing. The political arrangement where the states want to lie on the political spectrum, they want to be liberal or libertarian, should be a state's issue.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Not a United States issue.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you 100%. I'm all about the states' rights and then breaking it down constitutionally. You're just backing that up. Fascinating conversation. Richard, we'll have you on again. Richard Moss, he's written Maximum Potential and American Possibility. Thanks so much for checking the mail. Next.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Feel my life.
So we're going to check the mailbag in just a second. A lot of different kind of mail this time around. Usually, kind of everybody funnels down to two different types. We're slamming about what's going on with the extension of the payroll tax cut or what's happening with the Republicans who are running, what's the next debate, who do you think really should be president, that kind of stuff. And then some of the big, what I call the highlights of what's happening across the country. And this time there was a lot of people concerned about what's going on in Syracuse and Penn State and also Blago. Blagojevich, how much time did he get and how come others weren't taken down with him? So on that note, let's head to the mailroom.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
Ooh! Homer, he's got the biggest bag to carry. He just cracked it open. We're spilling it out. And here's what some of the emails dealt with this time around, including this one from Joe, who says, Blagojevich, in my opinion, Kate, got too many years. I heard earlier in the day, 14, he looked like he was completely stunned. I don't think he thought he was going to get nearly that amount of time. How come there aren't other people who are going down the tubes with Blagojevich? Do you think he engineered this himself? Do you think he was just talking like a big timer and he really wasn't trying to sell the seat? I think there's a lot of question marks still. Well, in this country, you're innocent until proven guilty, and they proved him guilty. The jury did. So he was accused of trying, of course, to make money on that seat that I mentioned before, Barack Obama's Senate seat to the White House. So they got him on corruption, 17 guilty verdicts. You know, you knew it was probably going to be pretty bad for him. And what he said all along the way is there was a thin line between politics and campaign politics, and that he blurred the line. Unfortunately, they had him on tape. So if he really was exaggerating, if that's really what that was all about, and he wasn't trying to make some dough and use some influence, he went down the wrong path, and that path connected to Patrick Fitzgerald, who was the U.S. attorney who tried this case. And, you know, here's the thing. Blagojevich became larger than life. And when you elect someone, you expect that they're going, we expect that they're at least going to operate ethically within whatever system we have, whether it's crazy or confined or whatever it might be. And Blagojevich definitely didn't do that. The question is, you know, who knew? How high up in the White House do they possibly know what was happening? There was a lot of attacks on Rahm Emanuel, even some attacks that Obama himself, which I don't think you tie anything with the money to Obama, but that Obama, you know, knew what was happening here. And the same thing with a few of the other players in this, but the bottom line is it was never tied to anyone. So Blagojevich goes down. I'm sure he probably gets some good behavior, but this is, as I said before, the so-called corruption, but it's eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I look at what's happened with Blagojevich, and then I see some of the nonsense with Fast and Furious and our Attorney General, Eric Holder, who says, you know, he's mentioned on these memos, and he's on camera talking about the program that's going on in Mexico and the United States. And then when he's questioned on the Hill, says he didn't know until the Border Patrol agent was killed what about Operation Fast and Furious. And I don't believe him. I don't believe him. He has a shield around him, though, and he says he didn't know, and he's not going down for this. So Blagojevich goes down for the supposed selling of the Obama seat, in other words, just trying to profit from it, using his influence, saying that he knows, people in the White House knows that he can help, all that kind of stuff. And in the end, Blagojevich did say, okay, some crimes were committed. He did say that, and that he just has to fight through the adversity. But in the case of Eric Holder, I just am not buying that he didn't know about Fast and Furious. So, and that's the way things work. You have to have the goods, and you have the prosecutor that can nail the case shut. And of course, here they're investigating Fast and Furious, but they have not come up with anything, you know, other than to keep chasing after Holder and some other people. We move from chasing after to, hey, no state charges. And this is what a Big B sent us from New York, because, of course, this is heavy on the minds of many New Yorkers, and it's the story of Bernie Fine. What he says is, Kate, I know you've been paying attention. I've heard you talk about what's going on at Penn State, and you've had other people on about the Penn State case. Syracuse was just mind-blowing, and now it looks like it's not going anywhere. He still could face some charges, but they're not investigating allegations, at least in one case. As a former Orangeman, it sickens me that all of this is tainting Syracuse University. Do you think more people knew what was happening? Well, that's like the $10 million question for all these institutions. What do they know what's happening or don't know? Are they covering things up because it would hurt them? And in the case of Bernie Fine, a New York district attorney said even though there was credible allegations of sexual misconduct with minors, hey, he can't take the charges up because the statute of limitations has expired on the people that are talking about Bernie fine. He still could end up having to answer and could face charges. They're investigating some more allegations in another case. But as for Bobby Davis, for example, who says that he was touched inappropriately starting in 84, the abuse continued, that's just not going to go anywhere. And then there are a few other people that came out, and that's not going anywhere either. Fine hasn't been charged with a crime, has maintained that he hasn't done anything, and that everything's false that's being discussed. So for now, Fine's got a couple of attorneys, and they're saying, give us, you know, turn everything over to us. Let's see what you're charging him with, what you think you have there. So, interesting, isn't it? It's sad, actually, because how many men would come forward with crazy false allegations when you have three or four or five? You think everybody's making this up? That this is just stuff that they're throwing out there to get, what, TV time? I don't think so. And that's the problem with it. How difficult would it be to come forward and talk? Fine, in case you don't know, is an assistant basketball coach at Syracuse. For 35 years he was in that position, and he was fired last month over those allegations that he abused boys. So the cops in Syracuse and Pittsburgh are looking into other potential victims, hoping they're going to be able to have, I'm sure, some of this stuff stick to him. Here's one from Bob, listening in Vermont. Bob says, longtime listener of America Tonight, I don't know that I've ever written you an email before, but I was curious as to what you think will happen with Herman Cain. I must confess, I liked Herman Cain. I liked 999. The more he spoke, the more I liked him. I don't like what happened at the tail end of his campaign. I do believe the businesswoman in Atlanta, it was too much for him to continue running. I get that. But do you think he still plays a role in this upcoming election? I do think he plays a role. Whether he's somebody who's just doing a commentator thing on Fox or someplace else and makes the rounds and is there at the Republican convention, I don't think he'll fade off into the sunset. He certainly could. He has the money to do that. He's a businessman. He goes back into the business sector, the private sector, no problem. But I think he got a taste of the political scene. And remember, he did talk shows for a while. I don't see Cain just saying, I've had enough and I'm going to slurk away. He's not. He has the chance, probably in some ways, to, I don't know if it's be a kingmaker, but to sway some influence with some of the people that are running if he endorses somebody. I think there's enough people that had a deep belief in Herman Cain that they would listen to what he had to say. Now, would it be Newt Gingrich? I mean, he's the front runner in Iowa and South Carolina and Florida. He's looking pretty confident, and he's pretty confident about his campaign and the momentum and the staying power it has, and the Iowa caucuses are coming up in less than a month. And same thing, then you've got the New Hampshire primary, too, which, by the way, we'll be broadcasting live from the New Hampshire primary. Can't wait for that to see who we're going to talk to and some of the things that we're going to get, the real flavor of what's happening in the first one for 2012. So I think he doesn't fade away. I mean, to answer your question, that's he's not going to fade away. He's going to end up being part of the process in some way, somehow, maybe in the commentator's role. I can certainly see that, at least on election night, probably before that, probably with some of these primaries. Not so far-fetched. You'll see his mug certainly around. Coming up in just a few minutes here in America Tonight, Christmas trees. Oh, the great debate.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You might be off to get a Christmas tree this weekend. You know, one thing I noticed is a lot of people aren't doing the light thing. Are you up on a ladder hanging lights still, or no, you've tanked the light idea? I think people are cutting back on Christmas. I don't know if they're cutting back on gifts, but they're cutting back, I think, on some of the show in front of the lawn. I'm not saying everybody, because I've certainly seen plenty of houses decorated up big time, but I've also seen people who are doing it a little more Spartan, and I'm used to seeing a lot of lights. I just noticed, of course, it's early in the month, it's the beginning of the month, and a lot of people wait till you get closer, I guess, to the actual holiday itself to get down and dirty and get all that decorating stuff behind them, you know, to plop it up. But it might apply to the Christmas tree debate that we're having here on the show. So I've got to give you the totals. I am so surprised. We just went to the mailbag at how many people have partaken in fake or real. What kind of tree do you like? So far, fake. You are a country of fakes. So far, the artificial stuff is kicking the butt. Out of the real trees, 32 people have emailed me, just even one word, like Jessica says, fake. And I know exactly what she's talking about. So fake and real trees, those numbers are, that's a pretty big difference. That's like Newt Gingrich's numbers compared to John Huntsman's numbers in any of the polls. And I'm hoping that the real people are going to come through. I wonder why that is. I don't know if it's just a convenience thing. I was pricing trees today, and I'm saying to myself out loud when I'm doing that, because I'm a real tree person, I bet part of it is because people will see a better bargain. It's cheaper. They can get an artificial tree 6 feet, which is small, 9, maybe, which is average, maybe 10, I'm not sure all the sizes, but they can get a tree for relatively a much smaller amount of money and then pull it out again next Christmas, and it'll last for a while until it eventually wears out and falls apart. That, I bet you that's probably part of it. So, fake or real, which are you when it comes to trees? 800-259-5791. Dennis McMahon, who emails us constantly from the great state of Vermont, I'm going to call him our resident scribe. He kind of, I guess he's a resident scribe, an esquire. He splits those duties, though, with my brother, who's an attorney as well. But he sent me a thing that was kind of funny, from a little clip from the Reader's Digest, about 12 funny things your Christmas tree says about you. And one of the first things that they pointed out is, if you have white lights, you ask house guests, people who come in, to take off their shoes. I've never done white lights, and I've never asked people to take off their shoes. If they're multicolored lights that you got all over your tree, then you're an extrovert. I don't know if I agree with that one. You just like the colors. You like the vivid colors, but okay, maybe. How about this? If you like blinking lights, now this is good. Do you have blinking lights? They drive me crazy. Oh, if you're crashing on the couch and those blinking lights are going off, the worst. That means you have attention deficit disorder. I'll agree with that one. Here's another one for you. If you like to have homemade ornaments on the tree, this is an easy one. Why would you have homemade ornaments on the tree? Because you have a lot of kids. They're making ornaments in school. Well, maybe, if they use the word holiday, because, of course, you can't use the word Christmas in some of these school districts. We want to decorate the holiday tree. Here's another one. This is a good one. Strung popcorn. Have you ever had to string popcorn? The worst. I'm sorry. It probably looks great on a tree. We had a tree where we had popcorn. I was just out of college a couple of years, and I flew back home to New Jersey from, I want to say, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Of course, your dog tired, right? And what am I in charge of? Stringing popcorn. Yeah. You take that needle and you're stringing it, doing that tedious thing, hooking up all the popcorn. Are you kidding me? So that means you have too much time on your hands, or you're just trying to please your mother. Come on, put it up there. Red balls only. Sometimes you'll go to a department store. You guys know about this, when you're running out at the last second to grab those presents, and you notice that it has one color. And if you do that at your house, where you have just one color on the tree, all red balls, all green balls, that kind of stuff, they say that you wish you lived in a department store. That's why you have the one color theme going on. Here's another one. If you have a yellow star on top of your tree, you're a traditional. Bravo. So I guess I'm not traditional. I have an angel. We always had an angel on our tree. I'm sure if somebody just tuned in, they'll be like, what is she talking about? Is she Martha Stewart? No, hardly. We're just having fun with Christmas trees. Glowing Santa on the top, that means you like kitsch. You like, I call it crap. You like crap, probably, that you're picking up from some of the Walmarts or Kmarts or wherever that you're throwing on the top of the tree that might have come from China. Okay, the cutoff top. You didn't measure the tree right. If you've got the cutoff top, you know, you went, you looked at a tree, so you were doing the real tree thing like me, and you you got in the door finally, and you put the tree up, and then it's bending, then you have to cut it. You didn't measure. I could see that I could do that, although I never have done it, but I've never measured either. If you like, or you can, or even have that evergreen smell, which is why I think trees are great because you have that tree smell in the house, and it's like Christmas. You don't get that with an artificial tree for all you fake people. But the evergreen smell means you got a healthy tree. So you don't have as many pine needles falling off. You're crawling underneath and you're putting water in the tree probably. If it's really, really strong, they say you sprayed your tree with Pine Sol. That's cheating. That's like fake and baked tans when people do that. I don't get it. And then if there's a dead bird in your tree, wow, you're really in trouble. That's all I can say about that. So Christmas trees, are you going this weekend? I bet it's a big weekend to go and grab the trees because we're a couple of weeks out from Christmas, and if you wait till the last second, then you're going to get, if you're doing the real tree thing, you're going to get the Charlie Brown tree. If you're doing the fake tree, I would also imagine with so many people doing that, just judging by our numbers, that you're not going to get the pick of the litter, so to speak, unless you order online, but you can't wait too long for that either. All right, let's get back to the business of politics, because are the politicians that inhabit that exotic place where nothing gets done, called the Capitol, will they leave on the 16th or will they have to stay over? Because the 16th is when everybody is supposed to bolt. But the payroll tax holiday, as it's being called, is still stuck in the pipeline, if you will. And it's just more grandstanding, more C-SPAN coverage, that kind of thing. You have the Senate Democrats who have declared, we're not taking a break. We're not taking a Christmas break. But this is the third year in a row, if you're keeping track, that they've said that. Every year that seems to become the threat. You're not going to go home to see your kids, your grandkids, whatever. So they're vowing that they're going to stay in Washington over the holidays to push through business that hasn't been passed during the regular session. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is suggesting that President Obama was willing to stay home with his family while they can, or his family can go on vacation. He's willing to stay so Congress can extend the payroll tax holiday. I said this before. Isn't it obvious? We know the ending to this movie at the very last minute, and we might not like whatever that compromise is. They're going to come up with a way to solve this before they end the 112th Congress, and they're going to go home for Christmas. They're going to wait till the last possible second. So you'll find out whether you get some extra money in the check or you don't.